Still I need my peace, yeah. Post for me a tease, yeah. 254 with G's, yeah. Put Kenya on my sleeve. I think we got a chain, okay, just let me know.
So hey guys, my name is Mercy and welcome back to my podcast channel. So today we're going to do a review of so many songs that have come up, and we're going to start with Mastingo, which is for Kahush and Chris Kiger. So for those of you who don't know Kahush, so Kahush happens to be Mutahi Kagwe's son. I know everyone knows who Mutahi Kagwe is. Mutahi Kagwe is the CS for health in Kenya, or as some people like to call him, Msewa Corona, Msewa Makorona, because he gives us updates of what's happening in Kenya concerning the coronavirus. Anyway, guys, I hope you're still keeping safe because Corona is here and Corona is real. So wear your mask, sanitize yourself, and keep safe. Keep safe. Avoid crowded places. Avoid crowded matatus. Beware of the virus. And also, so getting into the song, Mastingo was released this week. And it's a vibe. Yeah. If you know Chris Kiger did the song for Mali Safi, the one that goes Mali Safi and the Chen Chen. So I know, even if you don't know Chris Kiger, you know that line of Mali Safi and the Chain Chain. So just imagine Kahush sang a song called Missy Wezi, and that song, my guys, got me glued on Kahush. And I didn't even know who Kahush was, but then the song, I was like, ooh, Zadzi, you can get it. I'm kidding, guys. So Chris Kiger and Kahush are two talented artists. So the fact that they came together and did a masterpiece is so mind-blowing. And guys, just listen to the song. Another thing, guys, the video is so interesting to look at. It's so funny, like, you know, the Chris Kiger way of doing his videos. It's a funny video. And then another thing, the outfits are so dope. It's bringing like the 90s vibes and everything. So their stylist is Luca Kenya, and I think you really did a great job. And for me, Mastingo, I can just give it, like, let's say it's above average. I can give it 6 out of 10. It's a great song and I really love it. You should check it out on YouTube. Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Mercy and welcome back to my podcast channel. So I know it's been a long, long time since I gave you something. So today I just want us to do a review, because last week, or rather this week, so many tunes have dropped and I feel like all the tunes are dope. And but then we are going to do a review of all the songs, and then we can rate them and you can decide which is your favorite song. So we're going to start with Mastingo. So Mastingo is a song by Kahush and Chris Kiger. So for you who don't know Kahush, hey, Kahush is a Mutahi Kagwe's son, and as some of you like to call him, Msewa Makorona. Yes, that is the CS for health in Kenya. And Kahush came into the limelight early this year when he sang the song Missy Wezi, and it was a really dope song, and that's the song that got me to know of him. And about Chris Kiger has been in the industry for some time, I guess since last year or something. And if there is a song so many people can relate about him, it's the Mali Safi song. You know, even if you don't know Chris Kiger, you know about the Mali Safi and the Chain Chain. So that's a line in one of his songs. And Chris Kiger is known for his videos. Like, his videos are so funny. And they are so relaxed. He's just a funny man. So Kahush is so talented and Chris Kaiga is also talented, and then they come together and do this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful masterpiece called Mastingo. So Mastingo dropped this week, and right now it has 104k views. So let's jump into the song. Then another thing, guys, the video is so dope. It's so interesting to watch it. It gives you the old school vibes, the 90s vibes. The outfits are so dope, so colorful. And then there is the hilarious way of Chris Kaiga putting his videos. It's so funny to watch. As in, it has funny scenes all along. So it's great. So you should check it out on YouTube. It's a really great song, and I can give it, like, let's say 7 out of 10. 7 out of 10. It's a really dope song. So please give me your views on the comment section on this podcast. The next song is a hit. It's a hit. And this song is by the one and only Kelly Graf Jones. Baba Yao, Papa Jones, the OG. You should respect the OG. Okay, one thing. I'm hyping Calligraph so much because I am a fan. I am a fan of this guy. This guy is so talented. So, this week he dropped a song, and it's called Tumakitu. Tumakitu is a song, and it's talking about how... It's talking about send me money. Send me money. So, the song is already at 344k views, and I'm hoping... My fingers are crossed, actually, because I'm so rooting for Calligraph, and my fingers are like this, as in, I want Calligraph to win this challenge, this review. Actually, I'm going to be so biased and tell you, Calligraph is the winner. For me, there is nothing this guy can do wrong. So... The song Tumakitu is a vibe. It's a vibe, and I can give it 10 over 10, guys. You can call me biased, and oh, Masi is being biased. Masi, oh, CG. But all in all, Calligraph is a legend. And I really, really can't help it, but love Calligraph Jones. No, that goes without even saying. I love Calligraph. I love his work. He's such a talented person. So, let's get it! OG. Yeah. Commotion in the rub and bella numa. Nabado in a funny figure on that. Mikorelu is good and in a nuna. Najari bukus is a madonda. Flash kejami de attack is kuma. Machoka nanguza gikomba. Karanjaku na dona fakutuma. Niweke kwa inamba buda boss. Another thing, I love Calligraph because of how he tries to lift the music industry in Kenya by doing collabs, supporting upcoming artists and stuff. So on this video, he has incorporated like the dance crew led by Tilepak Bro. I guess it's called the 98 dance crew or something. Yeah. So he supports talent. He's a kind heart, and I can't help it, guys. Somebody take the phone away from me. Because he can get it. Zadzi. I'm kidding, guys. Calligraph is married. Hey. Also, another thing I like about Calligraph is the fact that we have seen him grow from nothing to something. Like the days he used to sing about the testimony album and stuff. He's come from nothing to something, and I really like how hard he works for his talent and how disciplined he is. I don't know, you guys, I don't know if you've ever been to Calligraph Jones' concert. He is such a performer. He does what he does with so much passion, and you can't help but feel it. You can't help but feel the good vibes, feel the hard work, feel the music. Whew, I'm hyping too much, but it is what it is. Ken Mijungu. Yeah.